It's the Mike Wills Podcast.
Well, I just got down off my roof with all the rain that we've been getting. We had an extremely hard rain one night and discovered somehow water decided to leak through into the house. It's kind of in my faint chimney area, so I am under the assumption it was something to do with that area. I kind of looked up there tonight, and I didn't really see anything that was really sticking out as, you know, a major leak hazard or anything like that. So I'm still flabbergasted exactly how it happened, other than because it was a crap ton of rain in a very short period of time that it actually leaked. So I went up there. I call it the black shit. It's like blackjack or roofing sealer, whatever the right term is. You can call it whatever you want. I don't care. It's a black sticky crap you really don't want to touch. So I put two tubes around it to hopefully really seal it up again. It was cracked in a few spots, and I don't know if that factored into it or not, but we'll see if that takes care of it. And then on top of it, was looking up there and looking where my TV antenna is. I do have an old school TV antenna again. And I was like, well, that tree is not that far away. Maybe I could run antenna that way. But then I was like, no, living area. So one thing when you do antenna placement is you need to be aware of where you're putting it, where people are living. And also you got to be a little bit intentional about when you use it at that point too. So the only negative to doing something like that is, one, it's complete opposite of the house to where I would really like to see it. Two, it's our living room / bedrooms are right near there, so that can be an issue. And three, I'm not exactly sure how far I need to be concerned about, keep coughing. How far away I need to be overly concerned about that. So I kind of ruled that one out pretty quickly. But then I looked the other side, kind of where I was thinking putting up a pole anyway, or a mast, I guess you'd call it, for another antenna anyway, and kind of make that my main feed point. I was looking and said, you know, I could put a tripod in the center of my garage, string a cable down to my shed where I was going to string it anyway, and string it over to another tree and make it a lot straighter. I'll get an east-west direction for my signal, which I don't think is necessarily all bad. I'm not sure. You know, maybe there'd be a need down the road for other things, but it's a start. So now I'm starting to lean towards doing that. I would do like an 80-meter fan dipole. I think I mentioned that the last episode. A lot of these crotch rockets, they're like ducking deep. I don't know. Or ducking down anyway. So I was doing like an 80, 40, 20, 6, 10 or something like that. 10, 6, I guess, if you want to go in order. So I am playing with that idea now, and I record a video. In fact, I might record a little brief part of that and put it out. I don't know if I want to make that publicly available, even though there's other ways to get my public information. But I kind of want to just show the beautiful area that I'm in and the bird's eye view that I can get all the way to the other end of Mankato, because I can see our power plant from my roof. Beautiful, beautiful view. And best part is, I don't see the stupid cityscape. I'm sorry, I'm not a cityscape kind of guy. I like nature, mostly. So, I think by going up there, I had inspiration for another direction to go. But I recorded a video because I just want to see what other people's thoughts are. I'm a member of several ham radio communities. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to record this. I am going to see what people say. I'll do the antenna math to see about how far away I should make sure people are. And I can probably do the math and figure out roughly how far my son's bedroom is to the antenna. Technically, I would also be within the range of that antenna. So I might have to think about that too. But I'm really starting to think that might be a good way to do it. And then on top of that, I could... come on, brain. I could add some height to it to increase that distance. So, I mean, if you put a tripod up, you could put a 10-foot pole in that tripod, and all of a sudden it's 10 foot further away than if it was a shorter pole. I'd probably put a 10-foot pole in there anyway. I think 30 foot would be a little extreme, but you know, you could get like a 30 foot and extending antenna with guy wires. I don't really want to mess with guy wires if I can absolutely avoid it, but it's also a possibility. I had a little bit of inspiration up there. I'm half wanting to do it this fall before winter, but on the other hand, if I'm not going to get a radio for a couple years, I'm not entirely sure it's worth doing it that soon. But as long as I have a plan, I am happy. And I think my brain is happy. I'm one of those people where these ideas get in my head and I just can't get them out until I have a workable plan. So, I'm getting that figured out. I will be building a antenna mast and a J-pole for my, quote, ham shack, if you want to say that, for my radio, so I can at least, within my office, use my radio and not have to stand up and be by the window or something like that. The other thing I could do with it is when I get a base, not a base antenna, well, base antenna too, but, or not base antenna, base radio, or a mobile radio, I can haul that inside and hook it up in the house to be for use within the house as well. So I got a few different ideas stirring. I think the mobile antenna, or mobile radio, will be next. Because I can get them for under $200 for a 50-watt radio that seemed to have pretty decent reviews overall. So, it's just which one do I get, and that's based on vehicles and timing and so on and so forth. So, I'm a little happy with all that. The other benefit to getting up on the roof higher is I could potentially put up a Yagi antenna. A Yagi antenna basically is a directional antenna. Again, Dog Days of Podcasting, cover all this stuff. I can put up a Yagi antenna and with, I don't know, like a rotator, and then kind of rotate it around and hit different repeaters at a further distance. And especially since I'm on a hill, I have a little bit better reach than some people do. Another exciting night, so to speak, in ham radio, by thinking I might finally have something going. Just got to figure out a little bit of the engineering side and the logistics side, or feasibility side, I guess, really. So, thanks for listening. I do really appreciate all the time you spend on that. All your time that you sit there and listen to all my incoherent babbling sometimes. And I will talk to you next time. 73, this is KE0 VYC. The air is open.
The intro music was Funkily Dugatitude by the late Derek K. Miller. The outro is Always Evermore by Eric Dietrich. You can contact me on most social networks with the username Mike Wills, one word. You can email me at mike@mikewills.me. You can find any show notes and my blog at mikewills.me. Thank you for listening, and come back again.